This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How much do you want to win? There are people out there that are wondering, are you like, do you have the killer instinct to win? How much do you want to win in the NFL?
Shoot, I mean, that's why I play the game. You play the game to win, and that's what we're all, you know, spending so much time doing, you know, winning. I think, you know, losing is the opportunity to learn from it and build it, but shoot, winning is the ultimate goal of playing this game, and that's what you play for, to win Super Bowls, and you know, it starts with us with winning each week, and I wouldn't be doing anything for anything else besides winning.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Patriots quarterback Drake May, about a half hour ago here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. If you missed that interview, you know the spiel. You can download the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and listen to it on your phone. Rewind it, go to iHeart, any of those apps. Or, a little promo here, you can stick around for about an hour because The Drive today, we will replay the Drake May interview.
Right here on EEI?
Yeah, right here on EEI, where some jackal, awesome. Some jackal in the media asked the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots how much he wants to win. Is he dedicated
Who
to winning?
Who dare had the stones to do that?
Nah, I'm just in it for the money.
Stiz, don't shake your bleeping head at me.
You are, Andrew.
Wait, there's people asking that question of the head coach, and worse yet, the head coach answered it. If the head coach had blown off Chris Curtis this morning, if you just blown him off, that's a dumbass question.
Can we hear that one again, actually?
Yeah. Stiz, if you have the Chris Curtis, the abbreviated answer,
yes,
and then
the Cliff's Notes question.
Not the original question. We can mock that at a later time. Okay, here's Chris Curtis talking to Mike Vrabel on the Greg Hill Show.
Are you concerned at all about how important it is for Drake May to win? Do you think it's the most important thing for him?
God, I hope so. I mean, I hope winning is as important for everybody. And I want the best from everybody. I want a competitive spirit. And if I don't see that, you know, then we'll have to make decisions and changes at every level. I don't see that. I think that he wants to be at times perfect. And I need to get past that. We all have to get past that. You need to be precise and not perfect. And if you make a mistake, it's the reaction that you have to the mistake that everybody sees. And then they're like, oh, wow, that was a mistake. We have to clean our reactions up. You know, our responses have to be much better. And then getting into the flow because you see really good timing and precision and accuracy. And then we see some other misses. But yeah, I don't ever concern myself with that. I just want the better performance, more consistent, and continue to grow as a leader and make sure that there is a command to what we're doing, that this is the situation, this is the play. Those are the things that I'm focused on.
So I need to ask, was that Mike Vrabel, Sam Kennedy, or Craig Breslow? Because there was a lot of effing words there.
Yeah.
I don't really know what the hell he's talking about. It feels like he swallowed a freaking motivational book or something.
Well, there's a difference between precision and like what?
yes, Dan Ball. If you understand it, explain it to me.
No, no, no. I was going to say that he could have stopped his answer four words in because that's all
I
needed
so.
To hear.
That's it. Yeah. That's all I needed. Yeah.
Is he a winner? God, I hope so. So you don't know. It's still wishful thinking to think that he's going to be. That's all I needed to hear. Everything else was just words, words, words.
And then he got into body language and reaction to mistakes, and that was the root of my question to Drake.
That's where it rambled about the micro analyzation
of what he's doing. So we all know that Mike Vrabel wasn't happy with him in the way he celebrates success on the practice field, because we saw a whole freaking clip go viral about that. Right, go celebrate with your teammates.
Hey, come on, Drake, how many touchdowns did you score last year?
Now is he bitching about? Is he having a negative reaction to when he has a negative play? Is that what Mike Vrabel's bitching about in that answer? Because I didn't like it. Because is he not supposed to have a negative reaction? Do you want no emotion, only positive emotion?
I'm kind of
annoyed with Mike Vrabel's answer there. Wow. I'm not going to lie to you.
But here's the million. But and then the natural follow up for me would be,
how
much more deck? How much more runway do we need to clear? There were some PFF stats that our guy Brian Farzocco, you have to say it that way. Shared with us in our pre-show rundown.
I don't think you do.
You don't?
I prefer you didn't.
Oh, no. You guys didn't have that in your contract?
No.
Oh, you guys can
just
say...
Just you, my friend.
Okay.
Just you.
So anyway, so Farzocco shared with us the PFF stats that in a clean pocket, Drake May yesterday was spectacular. But then when the pocket was dirty...
Spectacular strong.
Okay, he was good.
Good.
Okay, he played well. How about that?
Yeah.
But then when the pocket was dirty or he was on the run or felt pressure, he did not play so well.
Yeah.
Okay, that happens with... a lot of quarterbacks.
Yes.
But this makes me wonder, hey, for a guy that can scoot, run, and scamper, boot, and rally like he does, shouldn't he be especially good at throwing on the run, throwing under duress, throwing when things aren't optimal? It then makes me think, oh, man, how much more deck and or runway do we have to clear for this guy? Get rid of the backups. Everything has to be clean. Let's make sure we have a nice pocket for Mr. May. Okay, makeup, lights, are we good?
I take it the other way, actually.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Like, you're making it, with the voice you added to that, too, like, that this is some sort of Diva Drake thing. Like, J.D. Drew, everything has to be perfect for him to play.
Yeah, like,
and
it's
this...
not going to be perfect. It's going to be rainy. You're going to have
other
a
way.
Face full of Max Crosby.
Stop trying to make me something I'm not. This feels like a dysfunctional relationship. When the husband, they get married, and, like, 2 years in, she's like, you know how you never put your socks away, and you know how you live off the floor, and you know how we need to change all that. And it's like, wait a minute. You married me. You married what
you knew I
am right now.
I never put the seat down.
You're not changing all of this right now. Like that answer really bothered me because it does seem like they are micro-analyzing, critiquing, nagging, whatever word you might use for your ex-wife or your ex-girlfriend, feels like they're doing to Drake May.
Is this a bad marriage?
Let him play. You picked him. Hey, Mike Vrabel, you picked him.
Picked who, Drake May?
Yeah. You know why?
Why?
Drake May was already here. You
didn't have
to take the job. There were other jobs out there.
I thought you were talking about Josh McDaniels and Drake May.
No, no, no.
Is that the bad marriage?
I don't like this whole...
It's a little early.
It feels like they're trying to do what we asked them to do. So this is a little bit of our... So we did say Josh Allen was torn down and built up by Brian Daboll, right?
Correct.
They're tearing down Drake May. It feels like they're tearing him down. I don't know if they're doing it in a efficient, productive way. If you make him start to think too much, and you make him start to doubt himself, and you make him start to lose confidence, and you make him start to think about things like how I celebrate, how I make a face if I throw an interception, should he be happy if he throws an interception?
No.
So isn't it okay to have some negative reaction?
Did Tom Brady send an evite out to people after he threw picks?
He would get so mad on the football field.
And we loved that about
him. And we let him be him. We let him be him.
It's like
we?
You always used to say about Belichick, like, oh, you guys loved it when he was a dink to you guys afterwards because you were winning.
And you weren't. Belichick's another good example. He was an a-hole, right?
Mm-mm.
It was your a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
You let him be an a-hole.
Our a-hole.
You embraced his a-holeness, and that led you to 9 Super Bowls with 6 wins. At some point, do they need to accept Drake May for who he is? I'm not saying you stop coaching, and I'm not saying he's like this generational talent where you just, oh, my God. But, like, remember LeSean McCoy? I'll get to you in a minute, Dan Ball. I'm rolling here for
a second.
I'm angry.
Take your time.
I didn't think this would go into shady country.
Remember how he used to run with the ball?
Sure.
With one hand?
Yep.
You don't coach that. You shouldn't coach that. But at some point,
no one ever has.
But then at some point, you realize this guy's pretty freaking good, and he's really... Walter Payton did the same thing. You're going to tell Walter, hey, Walter, make sure you have 7 points of contact and tuck the ball away. Hey, Walter,
you can't tell
just go score. Just go score. So at some point, you liked what you saw from Drake May at North Carolina, correct?
Someone did enough to want to take him third overall.
And Mike Vrabel liked what he saw from Drake May from afar enough to take the job.
Yeah.
And yet now it feels
same with Josh.
You want to change everything about Drake May. His faces, his celebrations, how much he thinks, how much he runs, how much he doesn't
run. Did they not do... Well, let me ask you this. Sometimes
let Drake cook.
Sometimes you say, I think you're just saying that to play to the... You're playing to the masses.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
That answer really bothered me this morning, and I wasn't sure how much it bothered me till we played it
again. Till you played it again.
And then
now you're like, no, now it really bothered me.
Yeah, now I heard it the way I thought I heard it, and it resonated
with me
the way I
thought. Haven't you ever bought a car, like, or heard of people that have bought a car, like a house on face value, or like they looked at the car and they're like, oh, everyone says it's a great car. But you didn't actually take it for a test drive? Could
right.
there be a case of Vrabel or McDaniels didn't know all the little details about Drake? Now they're becoming more familiar with him and thinking, wow, we have more work to do than we thought.
Or like, you know, you bought a truck and then you're like, huh, it's kind of a trucky ride. Yeah, no crap. It's a truck. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't realize I'd be so high off the ground.
If you wanted a luxury sedan ride, you probably should have bought a luxury sedan. And that's how I'm starting to feel about this. And again, he answered that question fine, but that was the root of me asking him, like, the micro analysis. Because I saw people, and this isn't just a Vrabel thing, people didn't like the look of Drake May at the podium last night.
Jeez, text line, take it easy. The kid's better than most. What? I'm telling you.
I don't know if he's good or bad, but don't, like.
No, but, like,
you
the fact that people
talent.
Are out on him, he's not even started one full season, number one. Number two, I told you, he's still learning so much. It looks like he's thinking he's not playing. There's way too much
Wouldn't
of that
you be
going
thinking
on
too?
Right now.
If they said to you and, this, if they said, Fitzy, well, don't run unless you really have to run. And when you do run, make sure you slide and don't take a hit. But unless you
don't
need to get a first down.
Unless you can do this.
And also,
but also,
throw the ball, but don't throw the ball if it's not a good throw and if the guy's not really open. Also, remember which receiver you're throwing to. And oh, by the way, if it ends up being a touchdown, make sure you sprint down the field and celebrate.
Yeah.
If it's an interception, make sure you don't show any emotion.
Gosh. Yeah.
Your head would be like, oh my God, what the hell have I gotten myself into?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So, when is the timeline? End of the year? Mid-season?
For what?
To say, this is what Drake is.
No, I don't think you can. I mean, Baker Mayfield's the perfect example. He was terrible, he was great, he was terrible again, and now he's great again.
No, he was great first.
Like.
Then terrible.
There's not, Dan Ball, what's the phrase I like?
Inconsistent development? Something
development
like-
is not linear?
Yes, there you go.
Development is not always linear.
In 5 years, if you had to bet, will Drake May be the quarterback of the Patriots?
Yes. Why are you smirking back there? Why?
Because you're
maybe
like,
I heard differently, but that's fine. My ears are going. I'm getting old.
No, if I had to bet, if they get out of his way and
let
him play,
here we go. Text line.
He'll be fine.
617-779-7937. 978. Want to know why he's thinking? Because his footwork blows. Now, that was the thing last year.
Wait, I thought we fixed that with Van Pelt.
We'll bring him back.
Bedard was saying that, too, about his feet being narrow.
Super sloppy.
You drafted him out of UNC with questionable mechanics. Everything about him is unorthodox. If you pay attention, the arm angle, the dip, the hesitation to the right side, the footwork, there's a lot of questions about his style. Fitzy, how many yards did he put up at UNC 2 years ago? Or three, or whatever
like
the hell?
5,500. Like, he led the United States of college football in total yards from scrimmage.
Did he have different footwork that year? Different arm angle? Different throwing motion?
Nope, it was all sloppy doodle, but it worked.
So it worked.
Yeah.
That's my point. And I'm not saying, because this is, I'm not saying Drake May equal Walter Payton.
Here he comes.
But sometimes you have to accept the unorthodox.
Correct.
Because it works. Kevin Youkilis.
Phillip Rivers had the ugliest throwing motion in the history of time.
Right. Did you try to fix it?
Well, I didn't personally. But
do you think they did? I don't really know, but
they
I
might have thought about it, but they didn't.
Kevin Youkilis, hey, don't put your hand halfway up the bat. Put it all the way down the ball.
Shut up, it works for me.
Right. Like, at some point, maybe give him less. I think they need to give him less.
So
Vrabel even admitted it. Now I'm putting all Vrabel's words against him. I'm putting it all together. The morning show, he's questioning this and that about Drake, and then he said, do you have too much on his plate? Yes. You've given him too much, but I don't think it's schematically too much. I think it is naggingly
mechanically
too much. Naggingly. It's the nagging. Nagging, 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 nagging. Stop doing this. Stop doing that. Start doing this. Start doing that. Hey, can I play football? Been playing football for a while now. I was pretty good a couple years ago at UNC. Made some plays last year. You might have seen. Go ask the Titans. Lasted 12 seconds. Best 12 seconds of my life.
And like, then someone says, all those. Hey, how'd that game go for you? Well, we lost.
Well, the receiver didn't come back from the ball. Yes, Dan Ball?
Was it a week or two ago when we heard how Josh McDaniels is so much more detailed in his headset beforehand, calling out every single detail?
Yes.
Maybe that's not the positive that it was taking. taken away to be. Just call the play, give him an attaboy, and let him go and do his thing.
What is
something like that?
Why He's a gamer.
Why is the text line saying to check Jalen Polk's Snapchat stories?
Jalen Polk's Snapchat stories. I have no idea what
that is. Does anyone there have Snapchat? Check it.
I have no idea. But
it's not 2020.
Probably something we could have discussed during the break that we're coming up on.
The problem is going to be that he is going to continue to think too much. And he is not athletes, a lot of them, yes, of course, much of this is coaching, and then you develop instinct based on the coaching and repetition and shooting 10,000 free throws and 500 threes after the game and making this throw over and over again and reading defenses and being a maniac like Brady, such that you make yourself what your coordinator and what you ultimately want yourself to be. But with a guy like Drake May, a lot of this is, I referenced this to a friend over the weekend. Someone was like, what do you think May's like? I was like, well, Hart says he's kind of like a tall North Carolina Favre that's just not as caustic. And I don't think that is a bad spin on it at all.
At some point,
sometimes you just have
to
just say, like, you know what he's going to do? That's what he's going to do. Same guy that is going to throw, like, run into traffic or a sack is going to be also the guy that can run around for 12 seconds against the Titan and complete a pass.
Let's squeeze in a phone call, 617-779-7937. We see you lining up. Ed in Maine. What's up, Ed?
Hey, how are you guys? Listen, I've been listening for 30 years. You guys just nailed it. Let Drake cook. I mean, I played line in high school and college, and I was terrible. So wasn't the rest of us. But we had a quarterback that could just wing it and get us out of jams and let him run, let him throw. I mean, every time, if I heard him say, oh, he overthrew this guy, he's freaking throwing 8 yards. Let him throw, you know, 30, 40, 50 yards. I think the kid can go.
Thanks for the call, Ed. Let Drake cook. 617-779-7937. Where's your confidence level in Drake May? Is he a winner? Are they overcoaching him? Are they making him think too much? Are they taking the good away while they try to take the bad away? Do they need to let him play with more freedom? More Drake May talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
How do you sort of summarize your performance and what the offense was able to do and to not do in the losing effort?
Yeah, I think just from my standpoint, just got to be better. I think got to find a way to establish the run game, get the run game going, and then from there in the passing game, I feel like at times we moved it well and we're in a rhythm, kind of moving the ball down the field, and then whether it's in the red zone or on third down or just being more accurate, just finding ways to kind of keep drives alive and put up seven instead of having to settle for a field goal or getting stopped on third down.
Drake May a bit earlier here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday.
Yeah.
You notice the one thing he didn't say yeah to was the question about does he want to win? He like just went right into the answer. There was no like crutch yet.
Oh, I got two ums today.
You like the is better than yeah or yeah better than
No, I think I think is better because
what's that phrase? That, don't yuck my yum yum or whatever.
Don't yuck my yum.
Yeah.
I think the is better than yeah because that means we're breaking past the code or the firewall and actually forcing him to think a little deeper.
That's how I took the winning answer. He went right into the answer. He had like an answer ready to go. Yeah. There wasn't a yeah. I do think sometimes yeah is the pause before he kind of figures out how he's going to answer the question.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a huge part.
We're
yeah,
not doing
yeah,
that.
He's a huge weapon. I did. Yeah.
Drake.
Thank you guys. Go fast.
That's not me, Drake. That's Stiz behind the glass. Don't
wait, hold
me.
On. You can't say that he would be offended because we play a yeah cut up.
I never know what's going to offend anybody. That's part of my problem in life.
Yeah.
So many
you do it so often. Go figure.
I didn't think I'd offend Will Fleming or Jared Karabas or anybody else, you and then I ended up in feuds.
But you didn't like goof around with a verbal tick of theirs. Those were more sort of like you're a dummy or like
you think they would take kindly to that.
Well, a verbal tick. Yeah.
I'm not sure they would.
Yeah.
Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You guys, these are so in my consciousness that did you notice
you have
these reads yesterday?
Have a consciousness?
Did you notice these reads yesterday during the Patriots game?
I did not.
When, who's the guy doing it?
Spiro Dedis.
Spiro Dedis was doing these reads, and I was like, hey, that's the Paramount Plus read that I have to do
every
day.
Yeah, by the way, quick question about the broadcast. Two things. One.
Adam Archuleta, bad, or not?
Not. Also, Spiro Dedis does his best to not be Spiro Dedis, but he can't help but be who he is. Did it seem at home to you like they had the parabolic mics? These would be the circular mics they put around the stadium to like capture the crowd sound and the on-field sound. Did it seem like they had the volume turned down, or was the crowd just kind of muted?
See, it's funny because I wasn't there, so I don't know. But I know Greg Hill asked Mike Vrabel about the good crowd, the good environment, and Vrabel was like, yeah, well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. I appreciate that. It was a good crowd. Yeah, I wish we could have kind of, you know, praised it.
I heard both. Some people are like, yeah, the crowd was great, and some people are like, yeah, it felt a little muted.
Can't be both.
I
stay consistent with this. I don't think Gillette's a very good crowd. I don't think it's ever been a great crowd.
Well, and it was rain. It was kind of a crappy day.
He always makes
to go
excuses
to
for, like, the local fan.
I did see a wide angle shot of the stadium. There was quite a bit of empty seats.
Early on, there were empty seats. Now, I think they probably filled in. I would stay in my car, too, during a wet game.
And
I would stay as late as possible.
It's also not the fans' fault that they played like that in the second half.
True.
I'd go mute, too, because they did as well.
And Gillette fans have always been reactive, not proactive. They're not the type of place like Kansas City or Seattle where they're going to create the energy and the team feeds off of it. They've always reacted to good
or bad
play.
Are you calling Pats fans front runners?
100%. They have been for 25 years. The only problem is when you're a front runner and not running in the front, I don't know what you are.
Oh, how dare
now
you.
Now you're just losers like the rest of us, like the team.
And also there was there's always terrible traffic. It's not that that's ever not on your mind. Pardon the many negatives that were laced throughout that sentence.
You're blaming traffic on a crowd noise?
But it's 20 to 10 with 3 minutes left, and you're like, there's
watch the game.
100% chance.
You know who learned that lesson?
Yeah.
It was 40-25 last night, and I went to bed.
I was going
to
say the Ken Burrell Tompkins game as well.
You can always see something special.
Wait, I thought you said you fell asleep. Now you're admitting that you went to bed?
I fell asleep and then went to bed.
Oh,
I think what actually happened is I was dozing. The loud call of Derrick Henry's touchdown run woke me up, and I was like squinting at the TV. Oh, this game's over, and I went to bed. And it wasn't over.
Of little faith.
It was not over at all. 617-779-7937. How are you feeling about Drake May? There seems to be a lot of doubt that I don't care for in Patriot Nation. I understand if you're not seeing what you hoped to see, but there are legitimately people jumping off the Drake May bandwagon. There are legitimately people that are like, hey, when are we going to get a new quarterback? There's legitimately people that may be called producers on this show that are like, who's going to be the quarterback of the Patriots in 5 years, Stiz?
And there's hosts on this show that are flip-flopping on that very answer.
Well, I told you during the break. Okay, let's bring it out there.
Dan
it's all out there now.
That one a lot.
That was funny because it's true.
The real answer is I don't know. Do I feel as confident about Drake May being the quarterback now as I did previously? No. No, I do not. Do I think it's guaranteed that they won't re-sign him, won't pick up his fifth-year option, and he's going to be somewhere else? No. No, I do not. If we're going to compare him to Daniel Jones, for example, he stayed in New York longer than we expected. He got a contract that they later regretted.
Yeah, because Brian Daboll got him to a 9-7 season. McDaniels could get him to a 9-8 season, I'm sure he would also get a contract.
5 years down the road, Stiz has asked me a question. I don't even know what's going to happen this week in Miami. It's two bad football teams coming off bad games. Can I focus on that for a minute?
So who are you going to pick at the end of the week going into our pick six?
I guess you'll have to. You son of a blank.
Oh,
I was going to say, I thought you'd have to wait and tune in this Friday. Well, I'm picking the Patriots. There you go.
Okay, well, I'll be right again. You'll be wrong again, and it'll be a show just like every other.
Listen to this.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Joe in Randolph has a thought on the quarterback situation. What's up, Joe?
Yes, howdy, boys. I'm a little concerned about the development now of May, because it appears to me that the Patriots have the exclusive recipe for destroying quarterbacks, as evidenced by Mac Jones and what they did to that poor kid.
All right, thanks for the call, Joe. So let's delve into that.
Wow.
How many people are here that destroyed Mac Jones? Anyone?
Nope.
Because Josh McDaniels is here, but don't tell me he destroyed Mac Jones.
Actually, he made Mac Jones something. Then he
left
town and
it fell
apart.
Mac Jones was going to be a $250 million quarterback when Josh McDaniels coached him. And then Bill Belichick got all hot and bothered and did all his things, and it all fell apart.
I blame Patricia and Judge less by the day, by the way.
I told you. Don't you remember what I told you?
Yeah.
Patricia made one mistake. He said yes.
Yeah,
he should have said, Bill, that's stupid.
You're asking me, you've already asked me to be assistant GM and the O-line
right,
coach.
That's stupid. Don't make me the offensive coordinator.
But he's a people pleaser,
coach.
So he
the blame. So, I mean, are we saying Robert Kraft destroys quarterbacks? Because that's the only people that are here. The executive level, not the coaching level.
This is crazy to think that the Patriots have some sort of like systemic
they're the Browns.
Of breaking
quarter. Are we going to start one of those shirts?
We're going to do a wall of broken quarterbacks, just
be nice
like the
if they keep it to the 10 jersey and they just keep drafting number 10 quarterbacks, so you could actually have the same.
What is
jersey.
It? Just two in a row?
Mac Jones and yeah,
okay,
Drake May.
That's it, right?
Both wear number 10.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not writing off Drake May just yet, but clearly,
did they break Zappy?
Joe
too?
Is
he was not well. He
Zappy
couldn't
wasn't
really, break
really that good. Yeah. You can't break something that's not that good. You can't pick an egg up, put it back in the shell, and then break it again. It was already broken.
Well, sometimes eggs
lying
are better
on the sidewalk.
Than not that good.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Jake in Boston. Why not? What's up, Jake?
Hello, Jake.
What's up, boys?
Hello.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question when it comes to the next quarterback here. So when we're currently, as the season ends today, number one pick in the draft.
So we got something going for us, Jake.
That way, if it stays that way, do we draft Arch, who's already been ruined by Matt Patricia?
No.
Or do we have to draft... do we have to draft Garrett Nussmeier because his sister is dating Will Campbell? Food for thought. Other food for thought. About several points here. Engagement boys went 0-2. So Drake, mm-hmm. Wish You Were Luke May was bad. Travis, Kelsey, Mr. Taylor Swift getting married in Rhode Island, also bad. Neither team showed up. Third, Chantel Mayo with a little Walter White on her Instagram stories after the game. Mm-hmm. Hubby may be under an NDA, but Chantel isn't. I would love her to talk. Four, did you see Jordan Hudson retweeting that X account called Crafts Massage Coordinator?
All right, I think we've gone far enough here with Jake.
You were 2 points too late on that one, Andy.
Thanks for the call, Jake.
Hold on.
Let's do it again, let's say in a week.
So Mrs. Mayo was wilding on the gram yesterday?
Oh, I'm going looking right now.
I was
going
to say, please do. Because I was thinking after the game, like, you could imagine there was some place where Gerard Mayo was sitting on a pile of cash. And had a big fat NDA in hand and was laughing. Like, wow, at least I won my first game last year.
He won his first and his last.
He did. He booked it. That was just all the crap.
The middle, not great.
Worst Oreo ever. Yeah. But
yeah, one of these Oreo special flavors. It wasn't a great special flavor. What was that call all about? Sometimes I just don't know. Like,
people just love
sometimes. There's a little Brezbot to Jake's calls.
Nah, it's just, you know, they love too much. They love celebrating like the scurrilous and the dirty and all like the salacious stuff.
And nobody's taking Arch Manning for the Patriots right now.
I would take Nussmeier, though. You can put up the whole family.
To me, it's a South Carolina kid. Sellers? Fell in love with him. Yeah. I forgot his first name.
Wait, are we? This is what it is. 4:40 on the Monday after they just went 0-1, and now we're talking about who the Pats are drafting a quarterback next.
617-779-7937. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we got to talk about the defense. Wasn't exactly great against Geno Smith. There were definitely some issues there, and based on the phone lines, we might have to talk about some fullbacks. I'm always up for fullback talk here on WEEI Afternoons. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
I felt like we settled down after that first drive, and I felt like you could see the glimpse of dominance that that our defense has. We all know on the defensive side of the ball, the sky's the limit for us. I think this is an exciting defense. I'm excited to be a part of it. But like I said, we just got to be more consistent, snap in and snap out, and have no lapses.
Guys, what are we doing?
That first voice was Harold Landry after his 2.5-sack Patriots debut in the losing effort against the Raiders. The second voice was Hunter Henry from his appearance on Jones and Keith, the midday show here in WEEI. WEEI Afternoons here, and I wanted to touch on the defense. We're still going to talk about Drake May. We're still taking your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Reminder, stick around. About 15 minutes from now, we will re-air our interview with Drake May, where some jackal asks him if he is focused on winning, how much he's dedicated
to
winning.
Who had the nerve?
I don't know. Some bald guy on the morning show started it.
I read a bunch of things already on Twitter about how dare people ask if Drake is committed to winning.
But the defense, I thought Harold Landry may have been a little bit more, let's say, optimistic on the performance than I was. And I have a question here that's going to sound like I'm leading the witness, but I swear I'm not. I'm just literally asking the question.
Are you at a career crossroads?
Nope. That was...
Are you? Do you find yourself currently on the Browns practice squad?
I got to tell you, that's the real sign we have a problem. If we get to like December and I use the word career crossroads in an interview with Drake May, then pull the plug. Can you get by as a defense if your pass rush is primarily blitz and games based? Because from a one game sampling, it looks like the Patriots are going to be a pass rush that's based on blitzing games. Like, they're not going to win a lot of, we're just going to send
straight
four
up,
and
man,
the four
yeah.
guys are going to get there. And
they don't have a NASCAR package.
They don't. I mean, you could argue that they should, because the U-Haul U people told me that Keon White was going to be awesome. And then you mix in Milton Williams at $100 million and Christian Barmore at $90 million. And then Chasen and Landry. It feels like you should be able to line up four guys and get some pressure based on what we pay some of these people and the expectations. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, a one-off game, and I don't want to base too much good or bad in a one-off game, it looks like they're going to be a blitz-based team. And it also looks like your guy Terrell Williams is fine with that. Like, he likes to blitz.
Didn't you hear all spring and summer long, like, they want to be aggressive?
Yeah,
they
but
be very
sometimes
aggressive,
it burns you.
Violent and attacking. Well,
yeah.
You mean it burned, like, on 3rd and 20?
Yeah.
I thought
when Marcus
like,
Jones
way,
said the rush didn't get there?
Yeah. What are they supposed to do? They're in one-on-one, and Carlton Davis got...
Remember a Super Bowl they lost
why
that
did
way?
I do, indeed. Very much so. Side note, did you ever hear that story about how Brewski and...
Say
how we're yelling, like, call off the blitz, and they didn't get a chance to, and then Randy Moss trolled Dean Pease for years. Should have. Awful call. Thanks for bringing that up.
Shouldn't troll Dean Pease. Nice man.
I don't care. It was a
pianist.
Terrible call. Huh?
He's a pianist.
Is he? Really?
Yeah.
He tickles the ivories?
Just to make sure everybody
okay.
plays the piano.
He plays the piano. Yes. Great. Long story, great story. That was a terrible, like, that blitz call, 3rd and 20. You've got them back. Why don't just play to the sticks? Don't
like prevent. Let's coverage. Let's just play coverage.
Yeah.
Just stay back.
So you leave Carlton Davis
on... Or is that
on
who they're going to be?
You leave Carlton Davis on Dante Thornton, who's 6'5", runs a 4'3", and for some reason, in space, just absolutely cooked him.
So,
and then he got the 35-yard pass.
But is that who they're going to be? Also, just
probably.
A side note, is it easier to be that with Christian Gonzalez on the field? If Christian Gonzalez is on the field, does that change matchups? Does that increase the odds in your favor that you run a blitz? So it's time now for our league leaders and Who's Circling the Drain, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. So are you expecting a Patriots defense that'll be among league leaders in blitz percentage? Because based on yesterday, it feels that way. And how many times will they be circling the drain in the back end if the blitz doesn't get there? Like, is this going to be a double-edged sword we live with most of the year where sometimes they get
call.
There? Oh, my God, so aggressive, so fun. They're getting there. The ball's on the ground or it's deflected. Are we also going to have to deal with, we didn't get there and the guy threw the ball down the field?
Well, you can see the glimpse of dominance.
Did you see the glimpse of dominance?
Is that movie nominated for Best Picture?
Nope. Sounds like it could be.
Yeah,
hey, you even made Stiz laugh on that one.
Could be stream the glimpse of dominance.
There was that stretch of three straight three and outs, I believe. Was that the glimpse of dominance that we're talking about? Also, is a glimpse of dominance against Geno Smith indicative of future successes?
If a tree falls.
If the Raiders have what is considered mid-level elite talent, a successful but not like elite starting quarterback and an okay offensive line, and they were able to do that. Side note to all of it, though, we have spent the majority of the show, if not all of it, not mentioning the fact like they would have been better defensively if they had Gonzo.
Obviously. Yeah, you mean they'd be better with their best player?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know what they would have done with him. That's the next question.
I bet you he doesn't give up that pass.
I bet you
he's on Bowers more.
And that's my question. Does he just take away Brock Bowers?
Well, that would have helped because he got over 100 yards before he got hurt.
It might have helped. I don't know. I wasn't in love with what I saw from the defense yesterday. Robert Spillane.
Three tackles.
Did he play?
Yeah, three.
Because you told me he was going to lead the NFL in tackles.
He still can.
Pick up the pace. Three tackles.
He's got work to do. Again, they're gelling. They need time to come together as
see
a cohesive
that one play
unit.
That Archuleta diagnosed in a replay where
what'd he say?
It just opened up and all Spillane had to do was fill the gap and tackle Genty, and Spillane didn't. Chose not to.
That's a curious choice. We'll have to go back and review the tape on that one.
Yeah, I thought there were, like, Carlton Davis I thought was underwhelming. Robert Spillane I thought was
underwhelming. I thought Jalen Hawkins was a mixed bag.
Yes, like he slippeth and then he taketh.
He was blitzing, he made some plays, gets his hand on the ball, and then also give up the long touchdown that kind of set the tone for the game. Like that was a jaw dropper.
That the crowd, whatever I could hear of the crowd on the broadcast, I was like, did someone hit the mute button? Oh no, that's just the crowd going dead silent because Geno just airmailed a beauty into Trey Tucker's bucket.
And Chasen, who everybody had anointed like the next big thing, did he? I don't remember much. I don't recall much. Like Milton Williams, I thought played pretty well. I thought Milton Williams was active at times. I don't know if you got $100 million out of him, but I thought
he was Puff's best rated defensive lineman.
I'll take that. But the defense, I thought, was very much a mixed bag to open the season there. And that is supposed to be the strength, right?
Two of the new guys that they paid a lot of money for, Landry and Milton Williams alone, were $150 million. That seems like money well spent. The rest?
We'll see. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Tom in Boston. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to call in. I was at the game yesterday. I was very disappointed with Drake.
Oh, sorry, Tom.
Yeah, it was bad. I'm ready to get a new quarterback.
Let's get on the
Peyton Manning, cousin, junior, whatever train.
No, he stinks.
All right, so.
Yeah, cousin, guys, junior was, train.
Dude, there was this one play, and after this, I pretty much was, I was inconsolable. So, you know that play where Drake threw the ball, it got batted up, he caught it, he like ran around, looked like an idiot.
Yeah, got lit
so,
up.
So, the problem with that play is what happened before the play. Before the play, they had trips to the left, and I'm at the game, I'm watching, and there's literally only one defender defending three people. Okay? And then they hiked the ball, and all the defenders ran directly to the receivers ran directly to the defenders. It was like the Raiders knew exactly what the play was, okay? And they were like, just stand here, they're going to run directly to you. And I'm sorry, I grew up watching Tom Brady. If Tom Brady ever saw that,
brag,
he would have killed them. He would have literally been like, you're going to put one defender on my three receivers? I'm going to make you pay. I'm going to make you look so bad, you're going to have to fire the defensive coordinator after this because there's going to be no compromise. I'm going to kill you. I'm Tom Brady. You're dead.
Thanks for the call, Tom.
You know,
not Brady.
Thanks to Tom, who was getting paid lots of money to sit in a broadcast booth and be glad the Patriots lost, which is just such a gross thought. Two, not to be overlooked, it's almost like the guy who was calling plays for the Patriots yesterday used to be the head coach of the Raiders.
Yeah.
So they may have maybe sniffed out a couple of formations.
Yeah, but did you hear the point of that story? He compared Drake May to Tom Brady. I think we can all agree Drake May is not ready to be Tom Brady.
What he's just saying is that
he's not cerebrally ready.
The day,
stop laughing. You know who's rooting against the Patriots as well?
Who's that?
Bill Belichick. Do you ever think the day would come both Tom Brady and Bill Belichick rooting against the New England
Patriots?
What
happened to us? We used to be a proper fan base. Yeah. I blame super fans like Stiz.
Coming up here on WEC.
I blame Joe Biden.
Yep. Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, I'll blame Biden, too. I'm on board with that. 617-779-7937. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we spoke with Drake May a little bit earlier. We'll hear from him again and find out his thoughts on a 20-13 loss to the Raiders on opening day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.